From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Melissa Block in Washington. One source of hope in the Republican Party, after serious losses in recent elections, is its Young Guns program. The program identifies fresh young prospects and encourages them to run for Congress. A pilot version in 2008 catapulted Illinois freshman Aaron Schock to the national stage. Schock is 28 years old, which makes him the youngest member of Congress. NPR's Audie Cornish has this profile.
If by some odd chance you haven't heard of Aaron Schock, perhaps you aren't looking in the right places. He's been featured in Details, the men's fashion magazine. He's been named a House Hottie by GOP scion Meghan McCain. He has an upcoming photo spread in GQ, and he's been the subject of countless network profiles, including this one.
I'm Congressman Aaron Schock, and we are on the fifth floor of the Cannon House office building. And this is my freshman quarters. This is our famous wall that we ask our distinguished guests to put their John Hancocks on.
Scribbled in permanent marker are the autographs of everyone from former Republican House Speaker Dennis Hastert to political satirist Stephen Colbert and the head of the celebrity gossip site TMZ, Harvey Levin. Levin's website, Paparazzi, have hounded Schock over the rumored definition of his stomach muscles.
Oh, Congressman, who would you say has better abs? Better abs, you or President Obama?
I don't know. We'll have to match up sometime.
This kind of thing started up when a poolside photo of Schock taken by a friend surfaced online.
And little did I know that, a picture from 2 years ago from someone's MySpace page would end up on, national TV. But
it's interesting because that's something that's part of your generation.
Exactly. I think you are exactly right, because someone who is, 50 years old then runs for Congress, they don't have a MySpace page, and their friends don't have MySpace pages. But I think as we see a whole new generation of candidates, especially this next cycle in 2010, you will see more individuals who go through the same situations that I have.
Still, Schock says Republicans need to tap into new audiences where they can, and he isn't worried about the attention. And neither are GOP luminaries like Wisconsin's Paul Ryan.
Yeah, what's great about Aaron is we want more people like him here in Congress. He's a reformer. He brings a youthful perspective, and he brings a lot of energy to this job, and that's fantastic. If he gets celebrity for that, fine. We want more people like him here.
Aaron Schock is arguably the only congressman who knows what plays in Peoria. He was elected to the school board there at age 19, then to the Illinois State House at 23, and to Congress at 27. When he arrived on Capitol Hill, GOP leaders tapped him to be the deputy whip and planted him on the influential Transportation Committee. President Obama lobbied him on Air Force One during the economic stimulus debate, only to see Schock vote no on the bill. Schock says the Democrats' bipartisan efforts aren't what they claim to be.
You don't say, here's a bill that we exclusively wrote, and now I'm reaching out to you less than 24 hours before the vote and asking for your support. If you want Republican support, you have to reach out during the development stage of a bill so that there are compromise ideas in the bill.
On key votes from the stimulus bill to the cap and trade environmental legislation, Schock has voted strictly along party lines. And he joined a parade of GOP colleagues on the House floor recently in speaking against the pending health care overhaul.
In actuality, this plan, their health care proposal, will limit access to care. Their bill will actually decrease the number of jobs and will actually add a tax on every small business owner in America.
Here again, Schock says his age has been an asset because he brings another point of view.
When we talk about the size of our debt and we talk about it being paid back over the next 30 years, I hope to be alive for the next 30 years, and it will be me and my family that's responsible for paying that debt back.
Congressman Schock says his dream would be to help usher in a diverse farm team of young Republicans to Congress. It's something he was already working on when he headlined a fundraiser earlier this month for Dennis Hastert's son, Ethan, who's making a bid for Congress in 2010. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.